Greetings, fellow Earthlings. It is Wednesday, June 17th, and I have lost my mind. I've decided that I do not do this and completely lose it forever because I find it. I'll find it either later tonight, or I'll find it tomorrow sometime, or I won't find it to the weekend, or I'll have hints of finding it and I'll find it again. So, what does it feel like not having a mind? Well, it feels like a constant state of not knowing what to do with yourself. It often feels like you want to bang your body on things for no reason whatsoever. It makes you feel like you should be doing something. So, you do something with no result. You may finish it and go, okay, it's done, and feel nothing. Maybe disappointment. Often disappointment. Here comes another car with people in it. I bet they're married. Something I realized in the last month or so. Sucks being 35, gaining weight, going bald, not having any friends, all your friends being exes. People find out, they put you in a box real fast. Besides, if you want a relationship, and you're a guy this age, forget it. All the attractive women are married. One to ten kids. I'm not joking. Now everyone I know practically is married. Someone. I have cigars. In a minute, I'll have a whole box of them. And I can be friends with all of them. I'm going to do that. All I think about now is, if I get to be 50, I'm just going to keep getting balder and fatter. And I hope I die by 60. Because I probably won't have enough money to retire, and I'm tired of this. Okay, this will be the end of today's podcast. I had a little filter on top of my digital recorder that's supposed to keep it the wind out and stuff like that, and I was trying it earlier on my walk, and of course I lost the stupid thing, and I looked all over and couldn't find it and just gave up. A little upsetting, but really not. It's just stupid. It's a thing, an object. I can buy another one if I really want. Doesn't hurt anything if I don't have it. And it's definitely not the end of the world. Who gives a flying fuck about it? Somebody probably found it, kicked it, threw it, didn't know what it was, and it'll eventually end up in a garbage can in a landfill. Whatever. I'm watching the show 30 Days. It's a rerun I've seen before where an atheist woman goes to live with a strongly evangelical family. Very good episode. Definite tension, but there's some learning and evolution on both sides. So I just wanted to see it again. Seeing people able to do that lifts me up a little bit. Anyway, I'm writing for the rest of the night. I've been recording a lot on here, but I haven't been uploading all of it, so we'll see if you get to hear it. If anybody's listening, is there anybody out there? Is there anybody listening? Oh, I forgot the rest of the words to the song, even though I wasn't singing it right.
The third grader, when my daughter...
So... I'm eating a lot of chocolate, and my friend Sophie says that that means that I'm having adrenal problems. It doesn't surprise me too much, because I've been having a lot of anxiety the last couple days, which is, you know, it's going to be normal. 3 days of anxiety, followed by 1 day without, followed by 2 days with anxiety, followed by 1 day without, followed by 4 days with anxiety. My kidneys are probably going, oh, okay, I'm done. And I'm doing my best to take care of them, but there are certain things you need as a human being to be healthy, and
another little one on the way.
Yeah. So I do my best. I should make a song called I Do My Best and get a guitar and learn how to play it so I can sing it and maybe make it the blues.
The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. God of Christ has become my conscience. Do you want to do their devotion?
It looks like the people on this show are very similar to my brother's family.
I cannot imagine raising our children without the fundamental background of Christianity.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to go. I can't sit here and talk all night. I don't know how much space is going to take up, so I'll talk to you later. Take care. Good night. I miss you. Blah, blah, blah.